O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Transfiguration by Aidan King, Brooke Lidgertwood, Scott Lidgertwood, and Taya Gokroger. Directly based on Matthew 17, the song captures the wonder and dramatic nature of this biblical event. Worshipful verses continually build and lead to a strong climax that praises the holiness of God.
Jesus, the image of the Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I'll make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. The event described here in Matthew 17 is commonly referred to as the Transfiguration. It's recorded in 3 of the 4 Gospels, and Jesus intentionally chose to have Peter, James, and John accompany him for this event so that they could testify to it later. And what was so significant about it? It was a revelation of Jesus' deity. Jesus, while he prayed, underwent a transformation. And in that transformation, the disciples receive a taste of things to come. The theologian J.I. Packer writes, It was a momentary transition from the concealing of his divine glory that marked his days on earth to the revealing of that glory when he returns and we see him as he is. Adding to the gravity of this situation, of this incredible moment, was the presence of Moses and Elijah. These two men represented the law and the prophets, which both witnessed to and are superseded by Jesus. The scene on this mountain was a scene of glory upon glory. But what I think makes this scene even more powerful was that despite Jesus being filled with glory on this occasion, Jesus made his way back down the mountain, knowing full well what awaited him there: torture, humiliation, and ultimately death. One scholar comments, the door through which Moses and Elijah had come stood open, and by it our Lord might have returned. But he could never, under those circumstances, have been the Savior of mankind. He knew this, so he set his face toward Calvary. And what drove him there? Love. As Jesus explained in John 15, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. So friend, have you felt neglected, unseen, uncared for by God? Then look to the Mount of Transfiguration, the place where Jesus, full of glory, set his face towards Jerusalem, toward the cross, for you. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, who on the holy mount revealed to chosen witnesses your well-beloved Son, wonderfully transfigured in raiment white and glistening, mercifully grant that we, being delivered from the disquietude of this world, may by faith behold the King in his beauty, who with you, O Father, and you, O Holy Spirit, lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.